Fill up sample PF integer indicator. Today's date is 04/12/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Richard Lucky. Lucky spells L-U-C-K-E-Y. Richard spells R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 02/26/1960. 65-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Lucky has a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, low T, diabetes type 2. Here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, he states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient complains of neck pain. He states that pain is located in the lateral surfaces of his neck. I notice pain worse when he works for a prolonged period on his computer and has the neck flexed for a prolonged period. He notices pain that is worse during that time or during those activities, and has pain with trying to extend his neck period. He described pain as crampy, denies trauma. He said pain does not radiate anywhere, but confined to his left and right sternocleidomastoid muscle regions, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, and medication. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert oriented. In no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Room air blood pressure is 187/92. Repeat blood pressure is 163/61. Pulse is 87. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Range of motion. It's some discomfort of it. An extension. There's no meningeal signs, no tenderness of the bony structures of his neck. There's some muscle stiffness in the bilateral sternocleidomastoid muscle regions, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardia, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity, normal bowel sounds, no rebung, no guarding, no rigidity, period. No negative Murphy sign. Bowel sounds are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypertension. Number 2 is low T. Number 3 is diabetes type 2. Number 4 is hypercholesterolemia. Number 5 is muscle spasm. Sternocleidomastoid muscles, period. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Testosterone 200/mL, 1 mL IM weekly for 90 days. Number 12, next medication, metformin 1000 mg, 1 POBID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, glipizide 10 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Tricor 145 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Mycardis 80/12.5. 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Metoprolol Succinate, 50 mg, 1 PO at bedtime for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Rosuvastatin, 20 mg, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Robaxin, 500 mg, 1 PO at bedtime for 30 days, number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was educated about body mechanics when he works on his computer and range of motion exercises that he can do to help his neck pain. End of dictation. Correction. Today we did the following labs: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, testosterone, T3, T4, TSH, and vitamin D. End of dictation.